This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Afghanistan officials say a blast Monday at a football field in a southeastern province has killed three brothers and shattered a period of relative calm. This as the Taliban told fighters to resume operations against Afghan security forces just days after signing a deal with the United States aimed at ushering in a new era of peace. Syrian government forces have recaptured Sakareb on the Damascus to Aleppo highway one day after Turkish fighter jets reportedly shot down two Syrian government warplanes. Damascus also claims it shot down three Turkish drones. Edward Uranian reports from Cairo.
The Syrian army said it had recaptured the town and the highway, which it lost to Turkish-backed rebels last week. Qatari-owned Al Jazeera TV claimed that rebels continue to control the outskirts of Sirakab and that fighting has not ended. Meanwhile, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan told supporters Monday that Turkey has exacted a heavy toll on Syrian government forces. Erdogan claimed he was receiving numerous phone calls from world leaders, including German Prime Minister Angela Merkel, as well as a visit Monday from Bulgarian Prime Minister Boyko Borisov. Both Russia and Turkey confirmed that Erdogan would meet Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow on Thursday. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The Greek Coast Guard says a child died when a boat full of migrants heading to a Greek island capsized Monday, part of a wave trying to push through Greece's borders after Turkey declared the way was open for migrants and refugees to enter Europe. The child's death is the first since Turkey announced it was easing restrictions on those wishing to cross to Europe, and thousands of migrants began massing at the frontiers with Greece. For more on these and other stories, visit us at VOA.